October 6, 1922, the first plane of the human acts changed into divine, and the divine will was done by Jesus. Louisa is the first one to live in the divine will. I was praying when my always lovable Jesus came, and throwing his arms around my neck, told me, "My daughter, let us pray together, let us enter into the immense sea of my will so that nothing may come from you which is not plunged in it." The thought, the word, the heartbeat, the work, the step, everything must take its place in my will. And for each thing you do in it, you will take one more possession and acquire a greater right. All human acts, according to the purpose of creation, were to have life in my volition, and for a minute their plane of all human acts changed into divine, with the mark of supreme nobility, sanctity and wisdom. It was not our will that man withdraw from us, but that he live with us, growing in our likeness and operating with our own manners. This is why I wanted that all his acts be done in my will, to give him the space in which to form his own little river within the immense sea of my will. I acted like a father who possessed great lands and said to his son, "I give you possession of the center of my possessions, so that you may not go out of my boundaries and may grow in my riches, with my own nobility and with the greatness of my works, and so that all may recognize that you are my son." What would one say of him if he did not accept the great gift of his father and went to foreign lands to live out of miseries, disennobling himself under slavery of cruel enemies? Such was man. Now, this plain, this little river in my volition, I want it from you. Let each one of your thoughts flow in it, so that, at the reflections of our intelligence, which is thought of each one, it may rise over each intelligence and give us the homage of each thought in a divine manner. Let your words and works flow as well, so that, at the reflection of our word, Fiat, which made all things in his word of each one, and at the reflections of the sanctity of our works, which is life and motion of all, they may rise and hover over all, giving us the glory of each word and of each work, with our own word, Fiat, and with the very sanctity of our works. My daughter, if all that is human, be it even one thought, is not done in my will, the human plane takes no possession, the little river is not formed, and my will cannot descend upon the earth to make itself known and to reign. On hearing this, I said to him, "My love, Jesus, how is it possible that after so many centuries of life of the Church, which put out so many saints, and many of them have astonished heaven and earth with their virtues and with the wonders they performed, they did not operate fully in the divine will so as to form that plane you are talking about? Were you waiting just for me, the most unable, the most bad and ignorant one, in order to do this? It seems just incredible." And Jesus, "Listen, my daughter, my wisdom has means and ways which man ignores, such that he is obliged to lower his forehead and adore it in mute silence. And it is not up to him to dictate the laws to me, whom I should choose in the appropriate time, which my goodness disposes. Besides, first I had to form the saints, who were to resemble me and copy my humanity in a more perfect way, as much as is possible for them. And this I have already done. Now my goodness wants to move further, and wants to give in greater excesses of love. And therefore I want them to enter into my humanity and copy what the soul of my humanity did in the divine will. If the first ones cooperated with my redemption in order to save souls, to teach the law, to cast away sin, being limited within the centuries in which they lived, the second ones will go beyond, copying what the soul of my humanity did in the divine will. They will embrace all centuries, all creatures, and rising above all, will place in force the rights of creation which are due to me, and which concern all creatures, bringing all things to the prime origin of creation and to the purpose for which creation was delivered. Everything is ordered in me. If I delivered creation, it must return to me ordered, just as it came out from my hands. The first plane of the human acts changed into divine in my will, has already been done by me. I left it as though suspended, and the creature, except for my dear and inseparable mama, knew nothing. This was necessary. If man did not know the way, the door, the rooms of my humanity, how could he enter inside of me and copy what I did? Now the time has come for the creature to enter into this plane and do also something of her own within mine. What is the wonder if I have called you as the first one? Besides, it is so true that I have called you as the first, since to no other soul, though dear to me, have I manifested a way to live in my will, the effects of it, and the wonders and goods which the creature operating in the supreme volition receives. Check as many lives of saints as you want, or books of doctrines, in none of them will you find the prodigies of my volition operating in the creature and of the creature operating in it. At the most, you will find resignation, union of wills. But in not one of them will you find the divine will operating in her, and she in it. This means that the time had not come in which my goodness was to call the creature to live in this sublime state. Even the way I make you pray cannot be found in anyone else. Therefore, be attentive. My justice demands this, my love is delirious. So my wisdom disposes everything in order to obtain the intent. It is the rights, the glory of creation, that we want from you.